This is John Batchelor. Later on today, speaking at length with my colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, about the collapsing Chinese economy. The miracle of the 90s and early part of this century is now in decline, dramatic decline, deflation, properties values collapsing, consumers reluctant and fearful, wages not being paid, municipalities so overwhelmed with debt that they're frozen. All of this is a consequence of bad governance, bad rule by the Chinese Communist Party. And what is to be done? Mary very carefully analyzes this. This is not about the Chinese people. This is about the Chinese Communist Party, the top of the elite that command everything, the surveillance, the military, the police, the way you think at school, the way you educate your children, everything. And until recently, they commanded one child, then they turned to two child, now three child. Command, command, command. Commanding in the most intimate decisions man and woman can make, to marry and to have children. So what is the problem in China? Mary very carefully analyzes. Here's Mary Kissel, many years in Hong Kong for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, observing the mainland now in collapse.
I think it's important to distinguish between the party and the Chinese people and not to conflate the two, because you're right. The Chinese people are remarkably hardworking, entrepreneurial, very capable, and you see how they've prospered in free nations like the United States or in Taiwan or in Malaysia and other places to which they've emigrated. The party is a totalitarian organization. It believes in Marxist-Leninist principles. Under the quote-unquote leadership of General Secretary Xi Jinping, it's gone about its business of clamping down on whatever private quote-unquote enterprise it had allowed. But the economy doesn't have the fundamentals that would allow it to prosper in the long run. There's no rule of law. There's no transparency in terms of how companies operate. You can't trust the numbers. There's no free press or independent boards or property rights. So it was always destined to go from lurch from crisis to crisis. And Xi Jinping's priorities are different from those in Western capitalist societies. His priority is to consolidate the power of the Chinese Communist Party internally and expand its reach externally. And I find analyses of what's going on in China often to be deeply misleading, because Western analysts assume that Xi Jinping must know, golly, he's making a mistake here by clamping down on their tech industry and other productive enterprises and, you know, engaging in essentially paper shuffling to cover up the massive overbuilding and overextension of the property industry. No. He's not concerned about that. He's concerned with his power. And so what is going on in China today is reflective of the priorities of the party. They are not concerned with, you know, improving the lives of the Chinese people or, you know, moving toward a freer system. That's not the point. I think if you look at a place like, for instance, North Korea, you can see just how long a nation can sustain economic decline in the interest of promoting one or a cabal of authoritarian leaders at the top. And I think China is starting to look more and more like North Korea. As foreign capital flees, as Xi Jinping instills propaganda and puts party elites into the tops of companies, it's a system that is not like our system, and we never should have spoken of it that way, because it's an entirely different beast.
More of this later. Thank you.